Hey guys, Will Durst here, scratching my head, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Apparently, the flag signaling the start of the 2016 presidential race has dropped. That's right, 36 months before the election. The most recent media-consumed fever dreams boiled down to Chris Christie versus Hillary Clinton, although 2 weeks ago Ted Cruz was the presumptive GOP nominee. But a lack of consistency hasn't kept talking heads from jabbering, money being raised, polls conducted. Seriously, can't we wait until the midterms are over? The Winter Olympics? Thanksgiving? Predicting the nominees right now is like betting on what the weather will be like in Wisconsin in April. 10 years from now. A week in politics is a lifetime. A month is two eternities. And 3 years is like an afternoon at your great aunt's while Uncle Harry, with the mole on his nose that 4-inch hairs grow out of, shows slides of a recent trip to the Azores. This is not jumping the gun. This is jumping the application of the lane chalk. Think of all the stuff that could happen between now and 2016. By 2016, Joe Biden might have single-handedly pulled 6 Navy SEALs out of a burning helicopter. By 2016, the oceans could rise so high that California is totally taken out of the electoral equation. By 2016, the Tea Party might be holding its annual convention in the banquet room of a Casper, Wyoming Applebee's. By 2016, the primaries may come down to whoever looks best in a full-body containment suit. By 2016, Mitt Romney could very well have had a new user-friendly operating system installed. By 2016, Elizabeth Warren could resign the Senate and move to China to organize Apple workers. By 2016, Chris Christie might have left politics for his one true love, the field of competitive eating. Hello, Joey Chestnut. By 2016, Hillary Clinton could be on trial for domestic abuse. By 2016, Democrats might be holding their annual convention in the banquet room of a Cambridge, Massachusetts Olive Garden. And by 2016, Jeb Bush might change his last name to something less polarizing, like Hitler.